question.
Are you first? Anyone talk to them? We got to Mexico. There. I'll be flying off to Cuba pretty shortly. Remember all of that situation with the brethren there in Cuba and then Mexico too. The third brethren there, a lot of them are going to be with them while they're there. So. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this time together with children's class, time to worship you together. We ask that you would be with us this morning, Brother Owen. Spirit and words, help us have receiving hearts. Help us to walk in the light. Bless my brother David and brother Marcus, and help them, help the brethren that they're going to encourage, both in Mexico and in Cuba. Work things out for them, especially in Cuba, that they would have freedom to do what they need to do. According to your will, in Jesus' name. I'm able to follow along in my Bible whenever it's being read out of it. So, okay, the last part of the chapter 6, and they kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with gladness because the Lord made them glad, and he turned the heart of the king of Assyria to them to strengthen their hands in the works of the house of the God of Israel. Now, after these things, in the reign of Arthasasta, the king of the Persians, came up Ezra, the son of Sarias, the son of Azariah, the son of Chikias, the son of Selim, the son of Sadak, the son of Achitah, the son of Samariah, the son of Esriah, the son of Mehorah, the son of Zariah, the son of Hosiah, the son of Bacchai, the son of Abisu, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the first priest. This Esdras went up out of Babylon, and he was a ready scribe. He was a ready scribe there in verse 6. What does that say in your text?
One of the ready scribes.
Same thing. Okay. In the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel gave. And the king gave him leave, for the hand of the Lord his God was upon him, and all things which he saw. That's pretty interesting. He was a ready scribe, the law of Moses. And the hand of the Lord was upon him in all things which he thought or what he wanted to do. And some of the children of Israel went up, and some of the priests, and of the Levites, and the singers, and the doorkeepers, and the Nathanim, to Jerusalem in the seventh year of Arthasasta, the king. I want you, brother, to tell me what the Nathanim are. We've talked about this before. Nathanim. Who are they? They were singers, doorkeepers, Nathanim. What did they do? What was their job? Okay. I'm going to ask somebody to work on that. What is it say there in your text?
Nathanim
here. Okay. I should have found that before this morning. I thought I'd at least passed. Okay. In the seventh year of this king. And they came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, that this was the seventh year of the king. For in the first day of the first month, he began the going up from Babylon, and in the first day of the fifth month, they came to Jerusalem. So it took them, in our year, it's not the same, but if it was January the 1st, they left and got there May the 1st. So they would have went 4 complete months to get there. Is that right? January, February, March. Yeah. 4 months it took them to get there. And then it says, for the good hand of his God was upon him. So, that was traveling good. That took 4 months to get there, but that was at a good pace. Well, that's a long time, isn't it? Traveling, walking, or whatever they rode, camels or whatever. And for Esdras had determined in his heart to seek the law and to do and teach the ordinances and judgments in Israel. The good hand of his God was upon him, for Ezra had determined in his heart to seek the law and to do and teach the ordinances and judgments in Israel. That's why God's blessings was upon him, because he had chosen in his heart to do right, to do and teach. What does that sound like there to you? One of the places in the New Testament. What did Jesus say about they that do and teach?
Shall be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Right. These things that he's teaching. The way we. That's the. Now. And this, that's the way we understand what Jesus is saying. And this is the copy of the order which Arthasasta gave to Esdras, the priest, the scribe of the book of the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his ordinances to Israel. Okay? Arthasasta, the king of kings, to Esdras, the scribe of the law of the Lord God of heaven. Let the order and the answer be accomplished. A decree is made by me that everyone who is willing in my kingdom of the people of Israel and of the priests and Levites to go to Jerusalem be permitted to go with thee. One has been sent from the king and the 7 counselors to visit Judea and Jerusalem, according to the law of their God, that is in thine hand. And for the house of the Lord there have been sent silver and gold, which the king and the counselors have freely given to the God of Israel, who dwells in Jerusalem. And all the silver and gold whatsoever thou shalt find in all the land of Babylon, with the free will offerings of the people and the priests that offer freely for the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. And as for everyone that arrives there, speedily order him by this letter to bring calves, rams, lambs, and their meat offerings and their drink offerings, and thou shalt offer them on the altar of the house of your God, which is in Jerusalem. And whatever it shall seem good to thee, to thy brethren, and to thy brethren, to do with the rest of the silver and the gold, do as it is pleasing to your God. And deliver the vessels that are given thee for the service of the house of God before God in Jerusalem. And as to the rest of the need of the house of thy God, thou shalt give from the king's treasure houses and from me whatever it shall seem good to thee to give. Well, that's quite a list there. The Lord had turned his heart to bless the people of God. I, King Artaphastes, have made a decree for all the treasuries that are in the country beyond the river, that whatever Esdras the priest and scribe of the God of heaven may ask you, it shall be done speedily, to the amount of 100 talents of silver, and 100 measures of wheat, and 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil, and salt without reckoning. Let whatever is in the decree of the God of heaven be done. Take heed lest anyone make an attack on the house of the God of heaven, lest at any time there should be wrath against the realm of the king and his son. So he's saying, you make sure that this is all secure too. Take heed that nobody attack it, because I don't want God's wrath upon me for not taking care of this work. He had what in his heart? Anybody think about what he had in his heart toward God? What made him? What would have made him say fear of God? What we're going to talk about here in a little bit, right? He believed God. Also, this has been declared to you with respect to all the priests and Levites, the singers, porters, Nathanim, and ministers of the house of God. Let no tribute be paid to thee. Thou shalt not have power to oppress them. And thou, Esdras, as the wisdom of God is in thy hand, appoint scribes and judges that they may judge for all the people beyond the river, all that know the law of the Lord thy God, and ye shall make it known to them, make it known to him that knows not. So those that know and those that know not, you're to make it known to them. And whosoever shall not do the law of God and the law of the king readily, judgment shall be taken upon him. That means do it with a ready heart right now. Judgment shall be taken upon him. Whether for death or for chastisement, or for a fine of his property, or casting into prison. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, who has put it thus into the heart of the king, to glorify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and has given me favor in the eyes of the king, and of his counselors, and all the rulers of the king, the exalted one, and I was strengthened according to the good hand of God upon me, and I gathered chief men of Israel to go up with me. Alright, so we need to do what is told us readily. Have a ready heart and a willing heart When your parents ask you to do something, you need to do it right now. Did you find it out for
me? Yeah, turn over that 820 for that capture. Yes.
Okay, 8 verse 20. Go ahead and read that.
And also of the Methodists, whom David and the princes had appointed for the service of the Levites. 220 Methodists, all of them expressed by name. They were sent to serve of the Levites that David had appointed.
Okay, so they were to help the office of the priest to probably in the things they needed to survive and live.
Actually goes back to John 9 and Joshua, beginning of the night, as Joshua leaned in the mountain in chapter 9 verse 27.
Go ahead.
And Joshua made them that day ewers of wood and jars of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord, and ewers to this day in the place which you should choose.
I just, for some reason, ewers of wood came to mind when you read that. That's fine. Okay. So they were just taking, these were people that were taking care of just chopping wood and drawing water and taking care of the daily, everyday things, because the priests were busy doing what needed to be taken care of among the people, the relationship to God and the law, and so they needed help. Because they had to survive, they had to eat and drink and stay warm, cook their food with. So this is a really good time for the children of Israel. Here they've been captives for 70 years, and the king has turned his heart toward the God of heaven, the true God, and God has put it in his heart to let the people return and build a temple and a wall and fortify their city again. And he's given them everything they need and more to do it with. I mean, that's a blessing. Any comments or questions? Key things we need to probably get here is the hand of the Lord his God was upon him, all things which he saw, because he was a ready scribe. There's a New Testament teaching that says that we're to be always ready to give an answer of the reason of the hope that is in us with meekness and fear. Be ever ready to do that, always ready to do that. And it says, study to show thyself approved of God, the workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's why he needs not to be ashamed, because he's rightly dividing the word of truth, the Bible. He understands the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. That's one thing it means to rightly divide. Now, other things too, details more, but okay, when you're asked something about the Scriptures, and that's why we're doing what we're doing right now. We're trying to help equip you to, as you grow, to be ready scribes, ready to do and to hear and to give the same to somebody else, the Word of God. That's why we're teaching you to read. That's the first reason why your parents are teaching you to read, is so you can understand God's Word. Read it and understand it and live by it. And the second reason is to be able to make a living in this world and to to get through this life to a good manner and to be able to help others. And another point is that I didn't say yet is about the people, all that wanted to go could go according to the king's command and decree. So here you have these people that had settled in pretty good in Babylon. I mean, they weren't just oppressed all the time. They were let to live, and they made a living there, and they did pretty good for themselves. A lot of but they were going to make a choice after having started another life. And many of them had even different names. They had Babylonian names and things like that. So they were kind of like when the white man came to America. It was just Indians, you know, and they were over here just living like they did, however they lived, in teepees or in little wigwams or in mud adobe type houses or whatever. But when they farmed or hunted. And they lived, they just used leather for clothing and things like that. But whenever the white man got here, they started to teach them other things. And they traded the horses, and they got horses to ride then. And they got fire sticks and guns and fire water and all that other stuff. And good and the bad and the indifferent, whatever. Their lives began to change. And it took longer than 70 years for most of them. But finally, they started to just dress and live and build houses and trade and do business like white men did. Now, can you imagine that's kind of like it was then. They began to do business a lot like the Babylonians where they were at. Just like they did in Egypt before. They began to live like the Egyptians in a lot of ways and yet retain their belief in God, you know. And then to just say, okay, now whoever wants to go back home, you can go back home and live the way Grandma and Grandpa lived. Live the way your dad did when he was a little boy. Now he's an old man. So that would be quite a... wait a minute. Back home, it's just... everything's destroyed. Rocks are just tumbled, the walls are just, there's nothing there but rubbish. Here we're making a living, we're raising our families, we got, you know. So that was a big decision for them to decide, I want to be one of those that's going back. Because to them, to go back meant, I'm going back to God's will. I'm going back to where God has decided to meet with man. So it was a big decision, and it was based on their allegiance to God. It wasn't just, there wasn't any good reason money-wise, you know, to make a lot of money to go back. It was a long trip. It took 4 months to get there, and then they had to have quite a vision. It wasn't, you know, the children, you think about the children the next day after they started, Daddy, when are we going to get there? Well, there was 4 more months. That was a long time. That's over 100 days. That's a long time. You travel. Oh. And then when you get there, all you see is a bunch of rubbish. You'd have to have pretty good desire to do what God's will is. So that, it sounds real nice and glorious to think that, you know, this king's helping them, and he is. And they give them a safe journey there and everything else, but there was a lot of work involved. And so they had a vision to do God's will. They were ready. They were willing. And that's what we need in the kingdom of God, because what happens is you just settle in and decide, well, I think I'll just stay in Babylon. It's pretty good here. And I just, you know, best wishes that I'm going to stay around here. And that's the way it is in the world. A lot of people, you know, I think I'll just stay where I'm at. It's good for you. That's great. You just go ahead and try to really follow the Bible. But you know, these people around me, they're just pretty good, and I think I'll just kind of camp out right here and see how it turns out. You know, all these people can't be wrong. But your mamas and daddies have made decisions to go back to what the Lord taught, back to what the Lord wants. And that's been a struggle, and that's been hard, and that's clearing away a lot of junk, a lot of rubbish to do so. So this is a picture of that. And that's why we have the Old Testament. It shows pictures of the kingdom of God. You understand that? You understand that? So, when our little ones grow up, they can have the truth that we've stood for it after we've cleared away the rubbish and be able to follow the Lord. But don't do like their children did, fall away again. That's constantly a challenge that lies before us. Always. Are we going to be a ready scribe? Are we going to be ready? Are we going to be willing? Are we going to hear? Are we going to hear the laws of God and obey them? So, let's do that. That's constantly. And it's a choice. It's a choice that every one of you are going to have to make when you get older. And you're making it daily right now. And I just, am I going to do what Dad says right now? I'm going to choose my own way. I'd rather go out here and play, but that's to do this right now. Challenge to me as a parent to make sure that happens. All right. Any other brothers have anything to add? All right. Let's start. We started over here last time. Let's start over here this time and give you a verse about the fear of God.
Proverbs 2:5. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
Leave it open, whatever you come up with. Okay?